Bob Green joins me right now. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you.
And he is the CEO of Fraser Foods and one of the founding executives of a new sports channel that's going to be launched this coming fall, an all-sports cable network that will feature an emphasis on Western European American athletes. Now, I don't want to get into that right now, but we will get into it later, Bob. But my first question out of the gate, Larry Bird today, Larry Bird of the Indiana Pacers today said that the NBA needs more white players. Tell me what you think of those comments.
Well, I think, first of all, Larry's words were taken out of context. What he is essentially saying is this. The predominantly white fan of the NBA would appreciate seeing some whites playing basketball. I'm speaking as a former season ticket holder of the Lakers, and I did not renew my season tickets. This is the last game that I will attend here in Detroit.
And I should say, you're just coming out of the Auburn Palace right now.
Yes, I am. And it was a very disappointing game for us because I've tried to root for this team, the Los Angeles Lakers, but they've had their problems this season. You don't see the whites out there that are playing getting a little equal time. There just aren't enough of them on the team.
And what about the excellent African-American players that the Lakers have? Is that possible to root for them?
They are absolutely excellent players, and there is no denying that. Please don't get me wrong, but it is difficult for the average white fan to identify with them all the time and to root for them.
Because they're black?
Not because they're black. I think you need to understand a guy in my position. I am a simple and average white guy, and like most white people, some black people tend to scare me the way they do most whites, and it is not a racist thing.
Well, what are you going to have to explain scare then when you say not racist? What are we talking about here?
Well, you're asking me about the Lakers.
That's right.
They have Kobe Bryant on that team who's up on a rape charge. Regardless whether he's guilty or not, just having that in your mind is a little bit frightening. Plus, I've got third row seats, or I had, I should say, third row seats at the Staples Center for Laker games. And it concerns me. I mean, going to one of the games with, for instance, my wife. Going to one of the games with, for instance, my daughter. You know, knowing that right there on the floor is a potential, and let me underline the word, potential rapist.
When you say you're afraid of black people, are you afraid?
Well, I don't want to hit that one all that hard, Phil.
What, are you afraid of all black people?
Certainly not, no.
Well, what do you mean?
What I mean is you read about a lot of them in the paper and...
By them, the black folks...
A lot of your blacks, the gang situations, many of them having the drug problem. It's increasingly difficult to root for them when you're afraid of them. And
well, you say as many whites are, you have said that you're afraid of black people.
Some of them. Some of the black.
All right, you say that you're afraid of some black people, as many white people are. You said that, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, there are millions of NBA fans that are white. They do not appear frightened to me.
Well, that may be, but if it's not an issue, why are some of the top people in the NBA saying that it is? Look at Larry Bird, his comments. I remember watching when he played, and I could feel when Larry Bird had the ball, most white people could feel the fear just sort of draining out of them, and I felt comfortable. And yet, you watch the old tapes of Larry Bird, like on ESPN Classic, and I've got some of the Celtic playoff games from the 80s, you could see the fear in his eyes. I wasn't afraid, but you could see he was because
what? Because he's on the same floor with black guys?
Because he's sharing the floor with some, and I'm underlining the word some blacks.
Mr. Green, how could a guy play well if he's afraid? And you say you're not a racist, and yet you're calling for more whites in the NBA, and you're using the term these people.
Well, hold on. This is not racist to ask for more white players. I'm not saying get rid of black players. So how could that be racist?
No, but you say you don't want to watch the NBA anymore because the players are mostly black, and you're afraid of them.
What I am trying to say, and why is that racist? Number one, I mean, it's just common sense. How could I root for Allen Iverson when I know he's exactly the kind of guy who, when I'm locking up the store for the night, he's the kind of guy who's going to pistol whip me for my cash box? Or Kobe Bryant, who could, you know, and you know that men can be raped. You're aware of that, correct?
Yeah, I'm aware. Oh, come on.
I don't know, but it shouldn't be anything that I have to worry about.
All right, hold on for a minute. Robert Green with me. And we're talking about more white players in the NBA. Apparently, this was a concern expressed today by none other than Larry Bird. I don't know whether you could call that racist, because Larry is not saying less black players, but I guess the logical conclusion to be drawn is if there are more white players, then you're going to have fewer roster spots for black players. But nonetheless, he says that white fans identify with this. 1-800-449-8686. We're also doing a little post-mortem on the NBA game tonight. 1-800-449-8686. You were at the game tonight?
Yes, I was.
Can you give me a little view of this? Or are you saying that the Lakers didn't have enough white guys on the floor?
Well, you know something, Phil, it's easy to joke about it. But
seriously, coming from your perspective, the Lakers need more white guys.
I don't know if the Lakers need more white guys. I don't know if that's the reason why they lost the game tonight. It would be refreshing to see what would happen if they weren't throwing five black guys out there every night, is all I'm saying. And maybe some of the white fans would enjoy that. I'm just saying, let me tell you a story, Phil. I was locking up our store about 3 months ago, and a kid in a Laker jersey. Now, I lock up generally and get the cash box generally around 10:30 at night, which is our Fraser Food store at Buena Park.
Okay.
Some kid ran by in a Laker jersey, and it scared me to death because...
Was he a black kid?
I'm sorry?
Was this a black kid?
No, he was not a black kid. He was a white kid, but he was wearing a Laker jersey, and I immediately thought he was black. I could tell he was white, but the Laker jersey overwhelmed his whiteness, and he just became black to me. And it's a sad comment, and I don't want to say that I'm a racist because I'm not.
And what do you mean the Laker jersey overwhelmed his whiteness?
What I'm saying is, when you see a kid run by, and there's a Laker jersey on the kid, you immediately, well, it's got to be a black kid. I looked up, no, it was a white kid, but same difference when he's wearing a Laker jersey. All kids are black when they wear a Laker jersey. And what I'm trying to
see, a lot of what you're saying now doesn't make any sense. And the more I hear you talk...
Well, why doesn't it make sense?
Every kid that wears a Laker jersey is basically black. What does that mean?
It means, in other words, when you look at the roster, the starting lineup of the Lakers, it's an all-black lineup. Larry Bird was simply trying to say it's easier for whites to identify with a white player. And
Let me tell you about the new cable sports network.
I want to finish my comment.
Go ahead.
The kid ran by wearing a Laker jersey and a hat Shaq on the back, and I said to my, I got scared because I thought, I didn't think it was Shaquille O'Neal, but I thought it's got to be a guy that's black with the name Shaquille, which I don't think is an unusual thing to think. And I saw the kid had blonde hair. And you would think, well, then I'd calm down a little bit. But no, I didn't. I was still nervous, thinking he was black.
Even though he had blonde hair and he was white.
Yes, and that's the irrationality. It's not really irrational. It's a logical thought to think a kid's black, even if he's white, because he's got the name Shaquille, which is not his name.
It was Shaquille O'Neal's jersey.
Yes.
And he was, and it was a white kid wearing it.
Yes, sir.
And so, therefore...
But one of the things, Dennis Rodman had bleached hair. This is what I'm trying to say.
That it could have been Dennis Rodman running by your store? I mean...
No, I'm saying that it's not an unusual... Look, forget what I'm saying. I want to make it clear I'm not a racist. I love all of my customers. I deal with African-American customers, Hispanic customers. I love them all. I'm trying to explain to you what Larry Bird meant by wanting more white athletes.
Wanting more white athletes because black folks scare you.
See, look, all I'm saying is they need to add a little, to put some vanilla in with the, put a little vanilla in with the chocolate. And what do you got? You got an ice cream sundae, and it's one of the most enjoyable afternoons that I've ever had, where you stick vanilla in the bowl, stick some of that black sauce on it, and then you throw a banana in there, which you could call that a juice or something if you want. I don't know. But I'm trying to say that it is, an egalitarian approach, I think, to basketball.
You know what, Mr. Redman, I'm not going to ask you what you mean by put a banana in there and those are the Jews.
I
don't even want you to tell me, because it probably has some reference to their big noses or something. I mean...
Well, sir, let the record show you're the one that's laughing at this. I am trying to find an egalitarian approach to a problem that Mr. Bird was expressing.
All right, let me take a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. This is Ricardo. Ricardo, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Robert Greene. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that this guy is ridiculous. How is he going to say that Kobe Bryant is going to scare him playing basketball? He's scared to take his daughter and his wife to the basketball game? That's ridiculous. There are a lot of white people that, I mean, does crazy things also. And Allen Iverson is going to beat him up for his box. You got to excuse me. I'm a little out of breath, but
well,
that is ridiculous.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't Allen Iverson pistol whip some guy when, I don't know what the story, but he came in and he took a gun and he blew a guy's head off or something. I forget what the story was.
Come on.
Why am I going to feel
be more? You have got to be.
Well, wait a second. Am I making that up? That did happen.
Allen Iverson.
Man, if he would have did something that asinine, he would be in jail.
Well, sir,
how are you scared? Just tell me this. How are you scared to watch Kobe Bryant, who is obviously being accused of a rape? How are you scared to watch him play basketball with your daughter on the sideline? Just
because
you're the third round, what you think he's going to stop at halftime and rape your daughter?
What
you're not
going
to stop at halftime and rape your daughter. What I'm saying is this: you have a lot. I mean, you haven't got to judge a basketball player by his skills. If there is more white people that can play basketball, then more power to them.
Well, that's true.
Put them on the court. Larry Bird, I love Larry Bird. But it wasn't because he was white or because he was black. He was a good basketball player, man.
Well, I'm just saying that bring my daughter to a Laker game, and I know that Kobe Bryant may have, and I'm underlining the words may have, raped a woman. You say, is he going to stop and rape my daughter? I don't know. How do I know he won't?
But you could be sitting right next to a rapist in the third row that could be white. That could be Jewish. That could be Chinese.
Well, look.
I mean, how could you just corner out one race and say that, man?
I'm just saying, sir. When you said three rows...
You know what you sound like? You sound like an undercover racist, man.
No, that's not fair. That's not fair. When you sit three rows from the floor and you see Shaq come running down the court, he looks like some big freak, and it's just... It's like Frankenstein running at you, and I'm trying...
Well, what do you mean?
Frankenstein was white. Frankenstein was white, for the record, man.
Well, wait a second. How do you know that he was... I don't know whether he was white, pink, green.
He's
I don't know
depicted,
why he was green.
He's depicted white in all of the movies I've saw, but let's get off of Frankenstein.
He was from Europe, so he was taken from the bodies of dead Europeans. He must have been white.
I don't know that.
But let's get off of that. Shaquille just happens to be a very big and very strong and a very dominant basketball player. You can't be. I mean, he's entertaining, man.
And the other, let's say one other thing too, Ricardo. That Shaquille is studying to be a police officer. The last guy in the world to be afraid of is Shaquille O'Neal. He wants to be a cop.
Well, that's what he says, but I don't.
All right.
No,
Ricardo, thank you, sir, for your call. You made a very, very good series of points. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Robert Greene. The question is, and it was raised by Larry Bird, should there be more white players in the NBA? Larry believes there should. And we're talking with Robert Greene, who is the executive of a new sports cable network called Sports Eye, which is going to feature great Western European American athletes. Well, that means white folks. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Robert Greene joins me, the CEO of a brand new sports channel called Sports Eye that will feature white athletes. I mean, it's going to predominate with white athletes and white athletes' achievements. And how do you not look at that, Mr. Greene, and say that that isn't racist? I don't know. But one of the things you said...
Well, hey, I think that's an entirely unfair statement without me being allowed to respond to that.
And I want you to respond to it. Let me just get through this, though. You say that we want to see more white... Larry Bird said there should be more white players because the white fans want to see them.
Absolutely.
All right. And you know, I would say to you this. Why shouldn't we see a lot of black athletes? Every time an African-American turns on TV, other than a sporting event, he's seeing a lot of white faces.
I don't understand what you're letting me.
I'm saying that to say there aren't enough white athletes, which is what you're saying, is like saying there aren't enough black television actors on sitcoms and dramas, which is what many in the African-American community are saying.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Sammy Davis Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Eric LaSalle, D.L. Hughley, Bill Cosby, that Urkel kid, Bernie Mac.
All right, I understand.
No. You made a point, and I want to go on. Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy, and I love Eddie Murphy. Dave Chappelle, Garrett Morris, Della Reese, Lieutenant Uhura. So what are you talking about? There aren't enough blacks on television.
That's just a few people that you named. That's nowhere near the number of white people that are on TV.
But there's a big difference, and I think this equals it out. When a black guy sees white people on TV, he doesn't get scared. I get scared, as do many whites, when a black... I can give you an example. My wife and I had on this, I forget, this Oprah, who has a talk show, and I remember feeling real fear when I looked at her, because I'm thinking, okay, there's a black... Now, what does she want from me? So,
all right, I want to go to a phone call, and then I got to ask you some more questions here. 1-800, what does she want from me? 1-800-449-8686. Here is Gail. Hello, Gail. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Greene, first of all, what do you think Oprah needs from you? But anyway...
Well, she wants me to watch her show, I guess, but...
Going back to your irrational fear of black people in the NBA... Your problem is that you need to stop watching cops and reading the magazines and reading the newspaper articles and get out and meet somebody who is black.
Well, that's okay? What cops does for you, though. You can meet
and
black
get,
folks.
And get away from the mythological ideology that all blacks can be are criminals or athletes.
Well, I don't believe that. I believe there are many fine African-American people.
Yeah,
but
yet they scare you.
It's a little scary.
Well, what do you mean you turn on Oprah and she scares you?
Well, what is she... I don't understand. What's she supposed to... What does she want?
She's got on a TV show, man.
What
she's
do you
got,
mean, what does she want?
Well, she's standing there being, you know, African-American and...
And that's the problem? What is she supposed to be, Latino? She's not. She's black.
Well, I don't
from
think...
From birth to death.
Let me read a description of some of the programming.
Well, one other thing about black... Women is they have these deep voices that are very masculine.
Is my voice deep and masculine?
It's not masculine, no, but you do have a deep voice that makes me think.
What?
I don't know. Just.
No, see, it's not my voice. It's the fact that
you could be
when
guy,
I talk to
you. You could be a guy.
It's not my voice. It's
you're
the
not
fact
a,
that
I
when
you,
I talk
I
to
want
you, to
ask
I don't
you
have it.
Are you a man?
Here.
Are you a man?
Did
no, she's not
me?
A man.
All right, I just
sweetheart,
wanna, I just want
to
make sure you're not a man.
She's not a man.
All right, go ahead, ma'am.
You're an idiot. But anyway.
I'm an idiot. I haven't called you any names at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just said, are you a man?
Yeah.
That didn't
anyway.
Call her a name. You know, I had that guy said to me that Frankenstein was white. He doesn't
and
know
And I want to address this point.
He doesn't
you're
know
talking
that
about
was
Jack...
White.
Looking like some freak, looking like Frankenstein running towards you?
Yes.
Nobody looked more like Frankenstein in the NBA than Kevin McHale.
Kevin
that
McHale
man
was
the
probably
picture
one of the most
of Frankenstein
he was
from
the most,
face down.
Wait a second.
And he was white.
Wait a second. He had a head. Shaquille O'Neal with that wonky eye staring
Paul
at you
Henry,
like he's a murderer.
Paul,
come on.
Did
are you trying to tell
Kevin
me
McHale
that
McHale look like Frankenstein?
Hey, wait a second.
Well, Kevin McHale had a handsome face, but he did have those big, long, freaky arms.
Shaquille O'Neal's got that eyeball and walls that go, that's wall-eyed. Freaking guy looks like he comes at you and think it's some kind of a freak, something that just came out of the lab.
Okay.
All right.
Yao Ming.
Thank you. Yeah, what about that Chinese guy?
What about
yes.
him? I look at him and I think of Duck.
Like
Duck. Yeah. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, Mr. Green, are you there, sir?
Now, hold on. Anytime you're ready. Anytime you want to throw down.
What was that?
I'm coming out of the palace here. There's some Piston fans who want to talk a little bit of smack. Yeah? Yeah? Like your girlfriend, too, man.
Mr. Green, you know, if you want to get into a fight.
No, I'm not going to get in a fight. Guys. I'm sorry, Phil. We're on the air.
We're on the air right now, sir, and I want to get back to the questions, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Robert Green joins me, and I would be very careful if I were you. You're a Laker fan in the middle of a crowd of Piston fans coming out of the palace there.
No, I don't have to be. I don't have to be. No. You got it wrong. I have to be careful. They got to be careful. Not me. I don't have to be careful. That one guy's still staring at me. He's turning around in his car. He's still looking at me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
Mr. Green?
Hold on. I'm right here, man. I'm not going anyplace. I'm right here. I'm on the phone. No, he's not going to do anything.
Okay, for your own safety.
I'm totally fine, Phil. I appreciate it.
All right. Now you got my totally.
No, I'm totally fine. I'm fine. He's not doing anything.
All right, Robert Green is on the line with us. He's a Laker fan in the middle of the crowd coming out of the palace there at Auburn Hills. I want to ask you about your... we were talking about Larry Bird made the comment today, the NBA needs more white players. You agree with that. You don't feel it's racist. You feel that whites would like to see more white players. One of the reasons being that black people scare them somehow. You said you saw some kid running by in a Laker jersey and it said Shaq on the back. And even though the kid was a blonde, he might as well have been black. And he could have been Dennis Rodman.
No, I didn't say that. You said that Dennis Rodman had bleached hair.
All right, I understand. But what I'm saying is there's a sense that you have you want to see. Now, this channel that you've got, this cable channel.
Yeah, so let me tell you about SportsEye. It's going to be an exciting channel. We're going to feature Western European American athletes, white athletes. One of the programs we've got is called The White of the Eye. And that is just an interview, and it's a takeoff of the old... Don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes, quote. And it's an interview segment with white players and what they're doing. And I think it's going to be exciting.
Well, tell me about, what's the point? Are you going to have sporting events?
Absolutely.
Basketball games?
Absolutely.
Well, you're going to have a basketball game out there with black players running up and down the floor on your white European network, right?
No, what we're going to do is highlight the accomplishments of the white players in the game. And what that means, and what we're very excited about, and we've got Jim Verna and Bill Elliott, two of the best directors in sports, will be working our NBA coverage. We are going to have the cameras isolation on the white players as they play, so you'll be seeing the shots of whites. And you'll...
Now, wait a minute. How does this work when you're televising a basketball game and you're only showing the white players? What if there are no white players on the floor?
I'm sorry?
What if there are no white players on the floor because there are times when the floor has nothing but black players out there?
If there are no white players on the floor at that time, we're showing the crowd. We're showing crowd shots. We're showing the whites on the bench.
Well, then you're not showing the game.
No, we're not showing the game. We're there to highlight the
Is the point to show the game?
Yes, the point's to show who wins the game, but if there's no white on the floor... We'll be doing interviews in the crowd with white people and things like that, white cheerleaders. It's not to say that blacks are not worthy people, Phil. It's just to echo what...
I can't imagine what a basketball game would be like watching on TV when I'm only looking at one white player. What if the white guy comes out and he doesn't take any shots?
Then the camera would just be following the white guy going up and down the floor as he plays defense.
So I'm watching a basketball game and I see one guy, then he goes off... And then there's nothing but black guys out there, so now you're looking at the crowd and doing crowd interviews. And that's the game?
That is what we like to think of as an entirely unique Western European approach, Western European American approach to the NBA, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
We can focus on the crowd, we can get some family shots, we can get a lot of the whites that come in there.
Well, what if you see some black fans?
Well, you know, you can't keep the shot, what we call, you can't keep the shot clean at all times. We'll pan left and get away from it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Brandon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir, very good.
Robert,
I don't understand your point to Kobe Bryant. This man hasn't been guilty, proven guilty of anything.
Absolutely.
And you're down on this guy.
No.
This guy,
no.
So
I'm
far,
just,
as track
I'm trying to be safe.
Clean.
I'm trying to be safe. That's all.
Right, you're trying to be safe.
I bring my daughter to a basketball game.
Right.
There's a guy that might be a rapist out there.
Right.
If he tries to rape her,
right.
What am I going to do about it?
And you're a CEO, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're CEO of what, sir?
I run a grocery chain, Fraser Foods.
Right, and you could have a whole bunch of people basically on your payroll that have been accused of certain things, and you feel the same way about them, correct?
Well, if I could jump in, are you afraid Kobe Bryant will stop and rape your daughter?
I'm sorry?
In the middle of the game?
In the middle of the game.
I don't know what he's going to do. It could be me. He could rape me. You know, men get raped if you've seen a lot of these prison...
Sir, are you really for real, sir? Are you for real? I mean, is this how you feel about all black people? Or is this people just
accusing
you?
No, absolutely not. I just... A lot of these NBA players...
Right.
Caused me some concern. Allen Iverson, I mentioned him. He's a kid that, you know, he's out of his mind. He's got
Can we speak
tattoo.
About Mark Chmura? How about Mark Chmura? Was he not? Do you feel the same way about your daughter around Mark Chmura?
Who's Mark Chmura?
Green Bay Packers. Are you an
old sports
fan?
I don't watch football. I don't know anything.
You don't watch football?
No.
But you could be next to Mark Chmura and you wouldn't feel any way about your daughter being there, huh?
Because he could be sitting next to you in the basketball game, right?
Well, now you're putting fear that's unnecessary there. I'm talking about necessary fear.
Unnecessary fear?
People, correct?
Well, I mean, you got a guy out there on the floor like this other guy that I read about who, like Dennis Rodman. What a freak this guy is. What if he stops and tries to rape me?
What's he been charged with?
Dennis Rodman, what has
he
done?
Been charged with?
Are you kidding me? The New York, the Newport Beach police spend half their time down at his house.
For having parties, correct?
No, he's drinking. He's all over the place.
All right, so
he's
Dennis Rodman throws up on you.
What's that, sir?
He's a grown man. He can drink. He can have a drink.
Well, he's not allowed to break the law. He's having, like, loud parties.
Sir.
If this guy comes to a game...
Well, what's Dennis Rodman going to do? Come to a game and have a loud party next to you?
Exactly.
You guys don't get it. All I'm trying to do is...
Sir, you're the one that wants to have an NBA, an all-white sports channel that'll show just one white guy running up and down the floor...
Look, Kobe may be trying to say... Let me give you guys an example. If Kobe's diving to save a ball from going out of bounds...
Correct.
The next thing you know, he's lying in my daughter's lap.
Right. Okay.
Now what? Now what happens?
Scott, sir, are you a sports fan or just a racist? Which one?
Oh, see, that's like me asking you, sir, how many times have you raped your daughter? I mean, that's an unfair question. And to call me a racist is to say...
Well, Mr. Green, you may not...
seem to have some similar views to most racists that we're common with. That's all I'm saying.
What are you talking about? Whoever... I'm worried about a guy that's up on trial for rape. He lands in my daughter's lap after chasing a loose ball.
Right.
And the next thing you know, he gets some fresh idea.
This guy's a dick. All right. Sir, what I'm saying is, if I accuse you of being a racist, that I automatically make you a racist. This man's been accused, a random person, that he had sex with.
Exactly.
The man's repented to his wife.
Right.
That's really the main issue, first of all.
Right.
He went outside his marriage. He's apologized. So far, he seemed to be a stand-up
person
about
this guy,
the whole thing.
Are you trying to tell me that Kobe Bryant's going to land on your daughter's lap and then try something fresh? That's what you just said.
Well, I don't know what he's going to do. Jesus, you guys are talking to me like I'm the criminal. And
well, he hasn't been convicted of a crime either.
You
exactly.
know, you guys cover for these basketball players
exactly.
like they're plated in gold or something. I'm just trying to... What if he wants to rape me? Forget about my daughter.
Yeah, right there at the middle of the Staples Center, he's going to rape you.
Forget it. God. You guys don't get it. You guys don't get it.
Yeah, this guy, I think he's a Howard Stern reject here. I don't know this guy right here.
A Howard Stern reject, huh?
That's how I feel, sir.
Maybe that stuttering imbecile?
That's what it feels like. It feels like Howard Stern. I can't
Brandon,
believe that you actually exist.
You know what it sounds like to me? Brandon, you're scaring me just by being on the phone with me, and yet I'm still talking to you.
Sir, you were scared of a black woman just because you thought her voice was deep. I don't understand you,
that's
sir.
That's correct.
I mean,
one of the things you're claiming, sir, is that it's all white people feel this way.
Oh, I guess you're going to tell me you don't, huh? Because you got a black collar on the phone?
No, sir, I'm not going to tell you I don't because I have a black collar on the phone. I'm going to tell you I don't because I work with black folks every day. I'm around black people every day. I don't feel necessary fear. In fact, there was a black guy staring at me today. It looked like he was scared of me.
Why?
Because I was waiting behind him while he tried to get a parking ticket and it was pissing me off.
That's like scared of every white teenager after Columbine. Should I be scared of every white teenager now? People are people. They're good and there's some of that are bad.
Mr. Henry, let me ask you this. How many blacks are on your staff? Aha!
All right. Look, Brandon, thank you for your call. Aha! Here is Doris. Go ahead, Doris.
Hi, I cannot believe this Mr. Green is on the air. He is a racist.
No, ma'am, I am not. I'm the CEO of a wonderful grocery store.
Yes, and I hope that people are hearing the name
broccoli.
Of your grocery store so that they will start boycotting it. I cannot believe
boycott
you talk about people the way you're talking about them and decide that just because someone is black that they are terrible.
No, I didn't say that.
That.
I didn't say
really
that.
A terrible,
I simply said
I hate
that
to
if I'm at
that
an
you
NBA
are
game
and
Allen
Iverson
I tries to pistol whip me for my spare change while I'm watching him play
you
basketball.
Know, why do you have to get on the radio
that.
And say this kind of stuff?
Oh, it's not bad. I'm just saying.
Oh, it sure is bad. You're running down people.
Let me tell you something that should really be interesting. We've got
Shaquille
broccoli.
O'Neal.
We've got broccoli right now.
Do you know
right
that God made Shaquille O'Neal, and you're saying that he looks like Frankenstein?
Well,
you know, I
tell me
God,
is that what you're trying to say to me? That he doesn't?
Or something, and you don't have some disability to show the world from now on because people are going to laugh and say you deserve it.
Billy, get the cold.
You have no compassion or sympathy.
Wait. What do you mean get the Colt 45 and the old English off the shelf?
I want him to get it off the shelf. It's late. Anyway, look, Doris, what I'm trying to say is...
What do you mean, get it off the shelf?
I've heard
it's late.
What you're trying to say. And
no, I didn't say
anything.
Full of I didn't
it, honey.
Say anything.
You need to get down on your knees and ask God for forgiveness because you have been very ugly to a whole race of people.
Oh, my God, Doris.
You know,
all
honey,
I
that
said
is
was,
terrible. And
I was ugly. There was a guy a few
store,
minutes ago,
honey.
He said that Frankenstein was white.
And
how does he know Frankenstein was white?
You know what?
The people that they dug up to make the parts of Frankenstein, they might have gone to the Black Port of Berlin for
out there, it's going
what do you
yeah,
mean
the
black part of Berlin?
Thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Say that again.
I said, I hope you get
you know, the other thing about these people that I don't like is the fact that all of these guys
because
come down here
it's
and say that
it's the, most
yeah, the Cleveland Browns never should have moved to Baltimore. How do you think Frank Ryan feels about that?
What are you talking about?
Isn't this the sports talk show?
Yes, I'm hoping it flunks.
What are you talking about the Cleveland Browns and Frank Ryan for?
It's going to flunk, and I'm glad. Because you deserve to lose all your money from the way you're acting.
Anyway, Romy, thanks for the vine. I wanted to talk about the Calgary Flames.
Get out of here. Hey, Romy, thanks for the vine. As in one of them little licorice pizzas, pieces, things, thang. All right, that was Bob Green. He ain't a racist. He's just afraid of black folks, even if they're white, whatever that means.
You still don't get it.
No, there's nothing to get, you freak. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Boy, you know what? I'm gonna have to stop calling it how to read a news story. Every time I read a news story, it's you know they're not giving me the information that I want. I have to start sifting through it to find out exactly what the hell it is they're talking about. Here's an interesting case. The next big screen battle is smoking. Some people want to put an R rating on films that feature smoking, but the way the writer presents it. Is classic, man. Listen to this. The movie scenario. Two sexy stars rip each other's clothes off, get busy, and then later light up a couple of cigarettes in bed. Such a charged cinematic scene could earn a film an R rating because of the smoking. So right away she throws the sex in there. Like, people don't just light up a freaking cigarette in the movies. Yeah, I understand. That it used to be the sex that was getting the R rating, but now it could be the smoking. Look, if they're ripping each other's clothes off and they're having sex, then it's going to have a freaking R rating regardless of whether they're smoking in there or not. What's your point? What do I think about that? I don't know what to think about it. I was just thinking today about... I was thinking about those old-time classic movies, like I was mentioning that Reagan movie where he slaps Angie Dickinson in the face, and that was like a lot of guys in movies back in the day would slap women in the face to kind of straighten them out. And then, of course, today I was driving thinking, well, maybe that's why guys, you know, grew up slapping women. I'm thinking, no, guys don't slap women because they saw it in the movies. They slap women because they saw their fathers do it. That's why guys slap women. Their old man did it. Or they got a temper problem, or they got some kind of a problem. So what I would suggest is no smoking or smoking. It doesn't matter. The kids are still going to smoke. But we should have more slapping of women, I guess. I don't know what the hell it is I'm saying. Why don't we just listen to a Ray Charles record here and light up.
They say, Ruby, you're like a dream, not always what you seem. And though my heart may break when I awake, let it be so, I only know Ruby is you. They say, Ruby, you're like a song. You just don't know right from wrong. And in your eyes I see heartaches for me. Right from the start, who stole my heart? Ruby, it's you. I hear your voice, and I must come to you. I have no choice, so what else can I do? They say, Ruby, you're like a flame. Into my life you came. And though I should be where, still I just don't care. You thrill me so, I only know, Ruby, it's you. A flame into my life you came.